You're listening to a message from Victory Fort Bonifacio. Get the latest updates by visiting victoryfort.org or like us on facebook.com/victoryfort.
We're in the last week of our series of It's Not That Complicated. And if you've been coming for the first 2 weeks, you'll know that we've been talking about couples from the Bible and their love stories. And some of us might be sick of this already, especially with the media and the blogs and everywhere we look. It's just romance and all of these things, and it can be sickening for some people. And it's true that there is no biblical basis for Valentine's Day. So we're not, it is hyperly commercialized, and it's all marketing, and that's great. And if you like it and it works for you and your relationship, then great. And if you don't want to, then that's fine too. But let me say why we're talking about this in church. Some of us might wonder, I just want to have a relationship with God. I don't want to talk about these lovey-dovey romantic things. Well, here are three good reasons why. Number one, we're talking about it anyway. All right? So let's not pretend that we don't live in a world that isn't inundated with these things. We might as well face that fact. And if the world has its message, has its philosophy, and its worldview toward these things, it's high time we look at the Bible as well for what God's Word has to say about these things also. Related to that is relationships have a huge effect on our lives. We can pretend it doesn't affect us. Some people might claim to be robots and emotionless and completely stoic, but that's not true. These relationships, particularly the person who you end up marrying and spending the rest of your life with, will have a huge impact on our joy or our sorrow, our success or our failure. Now, don't choose which words now if you're beside your spouse. No, that second one was you. No, don't do that. But they do have a huge effect on us. And thirdly, the most important reason why we're talking about this, more than the fact that it'll help us with our own relationships, is God uses human relationships to explain His relationship with us. Whenever God tries to explain how He relates with His people, He uses human perspectives. So, for example, tomorrow, my son is turning 1 month old. And I'm so happy, and he hasn't done anything for me except cost me money and poop on me, and all, like I said last week. But when I look at him and everything good I want to do for him, and then I read the Bible and it says, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to you also? This relationship with my son has just enhanced a new dimension with my relationship with God. I understand more. Wow, Lord, is that how you feel about me? That's how you feel about all of us. Because God uses human relationships to explain His relationship with us. That's why this is important. We're in the third week now. In the first week, we talked about Isaac and Rebekah. And Isaac and Rebekah are kind of, like I said last